So yeah, no, it's
yeah. At least you got a lot more of your hair than people do.
Wish I would have more. And I mean, it's gonna come to the point where I buzz it like you've got it, or just straight up. Mm-hmm. But who knows?
Who knows? So I've had an exciting week.
I bet. How's the show going?
Show's going good. This is the last weekend. Are you coming or no?
Yeah, I'll be Sunday.
Oh, okay. Is that when everybody else is coming?
I know that's when Tony and his fam are coming.
Okay.
And then...
there is a little language, but not much. There's some dams and shits.
Oh, that's fine.
But Carson came the first weekend.
Eric went the first weekend, too. He went Friday, that prime.
Nice.
Yeah. Because I couldn't get seats with Tony and his group, I ended up getting seats with some work friends. So.
Nice. Yeah. Who's the... Do we know him? Do I know him? It's not like Tate.
No.
Danny.
No.
Ooh. Date?
No.
No.
No. A friend who was trying to set me up with her sister and her husband and then another person from work.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if they can hear the chainsaw going on in the background. I don't know where they're at. I guess they're one street over. But had a recall on my lawnmower.
For what?
So, normally I don't...
Gas or battery?
Battery.
Okay, yeah.
It was something about the electronics in the handle, and if it got wet, then it might not turn off. So, normally I don't really care about recalls, because it depends on what they are. Sometimes they're pretty stupid.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is loose. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was like, oh, if it gets wet...
It might not turn off.
And it had to... What did they say? Let me see if I can find it. Cool. Find the email. And the other problem is... So we're without a lawnmower. But those are the batteries I have. And it was only a problem between 2023 and like March of 2024. So anything made after that... was fine.
Yeah.
But the problem is, nobody sells them unless I want to buy it online.
And
I don't want to buy it online because if something like this happens again, because I bought it at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And I called Home Depot going, what do we do here? Yeah. Because the email says the fix is, or the remedy is repair. Consumers should immediately stop using the recalled mower if the mower has gotten wet and contact DeWalt to receive a free repair at an authorized service center nearby. Mm-hmm. There's only two service centers nearby. One's out in Brownsville, and one's actually closer to me. So I called the one closer to me, and he won't fix them unless he sells them. So I'm like, so he's not an authorized service person, because if he's not willing to fix it,
yeah, he should lose his authorization.
100%. But I didn't even call them. I didn't call DeWalt or set up the DeWalt thing because, once again, I don't know what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Like, were they just going to give me a credit card? You know.
I mean, I would assume they would replace the faulty switch.
No, that's what it would be. But if I can't get somebody to repair it,
yeah,
then there's no point. So Home Depot was actually really cool about it. Because it was already past the 90 days, because I bought it back in March.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guys I was talking to is like, you got two options. Either A, contact the manufacturer to see what they're going to do, or just come in and we'll give you store credit. Sorry, excuse me. This is going to be weird to edit. So, I get there, And we're talking about it, and he was like, are you wanting to buy something else in the store? And I was like, well, I'd like to have one of these again, but we don't know which ones are on recall. Mm-hmm. But they'd already sent all of them back because of the recall.
Yeah.
So they had none of my battery type here. So it's either buy another one
and have to get new batteries.
And have to get another third set of batteries.
Yeah.
Or at least two, one for to charge and one to use.
Yeah.
Or order from the website to get these. So it's like a catch 22. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to buy another one of these unless I can buy it from a store so I can take it back if anything ever happens.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think I want to go to that guy who doesn't want to repair things that he doesn't sell.
True.
He seems like an asshole.
Yeah, that does seem dick-ish, especially when you're like one of the two authorized repair centers.
Yeah. So, but here's the problem, is since I wanted to buy another one of those, they gave me cash. So the dude was counting out $700.
In cash.
In cash. And there were other people around. I'm like, great. I'm going to get shanked in the parking lot.
That's pretty good. So but you didn't, so you're here.
I'm here. So I was, but then the problem, I was like, they didn't check the box. Like, I brought the box up because I forgot the chargers. Because who gives a shit? Those chargers are a dime a dozen. But I was like, I could have kept the batteries.
Yeah.
They didn't check the box. They just did the thing and didn't check the box. And I was like, I could have kept the batteries. But then I was like, why do I want to keep the batteries?
If I can't use them.
If I can't use them.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I like, I mean, my Craftsman drill, or my drills don't have the same batteries.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my Craftsman stuff use the same batteries. So my weed eater.
Yeah.
My weak leaf blower and my chainsaw all use the same batteries.
See, most, yeah, all of my stuff uses the same batteries except for like a couple of tools that I got before I started getting into a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually upgraded their batteries, so technically there's still two different kinds of batteries for the Black & Deckers.
Yeah, so I think my Craftsman hammer drill uses a different battery.
Mm-hmm.
Or Impact uses a different battery, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know what to do here. Because I've got like four giant batteries. No, I've only got two giant batteries now.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that will use them is the weed eater and the leaf blower.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the lawnmower anymore.
Yeah, my plug-in leaf blower obviously doesn't use batteries, and it's a beast.
Yeah, I don't like the plug-ins because then you got to worry about a cord. And
well, I have a 100-foot extension cord.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit to deal with.
It's a pain in the butt to roll up.
That's why I went
so
battery.
So I don't use it most of the time. Well, my battery one is okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I really want to move leaves, I get the big one.
Yeah. But, so. Yeah,
all the times I break leaves up.
So now I'm on the hunt for a lawnmower.
Yeah. Be doing adult things.
Yeah. And then
I'm trying to get my lawnmower out of my garage.
Oh, did you get your snake out?
I don't know. He's not in there. So I went back and I looked and mm-hmm. I was like, I can see dirt.
Like he left or something, or he burrowed into the wall?
He could leave at any point in time. So mm-hmm. He's in there, or he left. I mean, he's not gonna die in there, so it's mm-hmm. all good.
There you go.
So
you got a new phone?
I did, yeah.
How did the transfer go? It's pretty easy nowadays.
It was a pain. It was like it's gonna take 12 minutes, and then 45 minutes later, it's still saying it's gonna take 12 minutes. I was like, Jesus Christ! So I restarted the resync sequence like 3 times.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get into the email address because I haven't tried. But,
okay.
But yeah, everything else transferred over. I had, fucking look at this dumb shit. So, with Verizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the last 3 apps in that.
The last 3? Yeah. Messages, messages, messages?
Why do I have 3 apps for messages?
Did they come like this?
Yes. Yes, I moved them all into that folder. But I had 3 messages apps.
And you don't know which one is the
proprietary. I know which one I use. I made the red one the primary because it was the same one that I had as primary before.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think your default one is the white blue bubbles, not the blue white bubble.
Right. I don't know, but yeah. And it did the same thing.
Because that's what mine is.
With like.
Because you're Android.
Yeah, I'm Android.
So that should be your primary. I don't know what the other two are, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I also have two, but one is... I think I have two. Oh, never mind. One's Messenger.
And then Facebook. I had, like, three different gaming hubs. So there's, like, Google Games, Games, and then Gaming Hub. Or Games Hub, and then Gaming Hub. I was like, what the crap?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Google one is the Google Play Store, right?
Yeah.
The other two, I don't know what those are.
I don't either. So I'm just like, whatever. So I went in and cleaned up a whole bunch of apps.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I need to clean up my apps.
And then my company portal is trying to do some weird stuff.
I've never seen a case like that where it covers the camera.
It's what comes with the S24 or online.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I have two of them that do that. I like this one better because it's got and the other one has just like a hinge thing like my old one did, and I was like, those break too easy, so I was like...
Gotcha. Yeah, I ordered a new phone, and I knew there was going to be problems with it. Because...
phone?
Yeah, because they had a... Google had a promotion that... If you pre-ordered the newest phone, $300 off, $350, whatever.
Yeah.
But then when you're going and selecting, it also says certain ones apply for the free storage upgrade. Mm. So if you bought a 256, they would give you a 512.
Okay. So I'm 256 now. I was at 32.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a major upgrade for you, but how are you surviving on 32?
I was, man.
You must not... You really don't use your phone.
No, I use it as a phone and text message. That's it. That's all I used it for. I mean, I was maxed at that. It was like 29 gigs used.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But, so I contacted their customer service before buying it, being like, is there any option? Is there, like, if I buy the 256... 512 is just going to show up? And he was like, yes. I'm like, there's no notification that says it's upgraded. There's no, like, clarification. There's not confirmation. And he was like, no, you'll just get it. And I'm like, sure I will, buddy.
Yeah.
So I ordered it, and I saved. I took screenshots of when you click on your options, that has a little text box up there. Yeah. And then when you click on it, I took a screenshot of the free storage thing upgrade. Had dates, etc. And then I got a copy of our transaction saying, yes, if you buy it, you will get it. Mm-hmm. And so it came into the mail yesterday, and it was a 256. So I immediately started going to the customer service, and it was like, this.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Here's the receipts.
Yeah. Here's the receipts of your guy saying that I should just have gotten it because I bought it within the window.
Yeah.
I made sure it was the correct one, but only one wasn't in it, but they still didn't have it in other colors. Mm-hmm. Like the one I got, which was the black one, had all four. It had the 128, the 256, the 512, and the 1000 one.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I thought I was moving up in the world with the 256.
Yeah, no. 1,028, I think, is...
I can hotspot now, too.
There you go.
I mean, it's a whole new world for me.
I never hotspot.
I don't. I might at con, but...
What was that? There's a Google. So, that's that conversation. I don't want that. I want to show you or tell you. Where's that? So... Customer service dude said, I'll let my special teams know, which I don't know what that means. And then, they finally emailed me. They should be emailing me back because it's like, checking with the notes of my coworker, I check if you receive a wrong device. Yeah, broken. Can you please tell me? What of the two options of storage do you select if you have a screenshot when you purchase the device? So I gave him my order number, and then I said I selected the 256 because it was under the promo for the free storage upgrade, 256 to 512. And then they're like, thank you for the information you provided. We are going to get in contact with you in 24 hours to provide you a resolution about the situation. You know what the resolution is? Send me a fucking 512.
Yeah, send me a new phone.
Send me what I should have gotten.
Send me the phone.
Because it was in the promo. So, that's been mine. How's work?
Trying to kill me still.
Oh, mine apparently just filed for bankruptcy.
What?
Thank you for your service here at the place and creating a space where people of all abilities, ages, cultures, and blah, 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 like blank, are financial challenge. We have financial challenges. So pretty much they're filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, so the court will give them a plan on how to pay it off.
Wow.
So I don't think anything is closing down, but you never know. Even though they said no.
So they're still somehow keeping a job.
Because I got the message from technically my boss before I actually read the email. She said,
report to work on Monday.
You are about to receive an email from our association office notifying you of our association will be filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this morning. What does that mean for you? Nothing. We have a large amount of debt that we have been paying on for years, and it has come time to make a financial decision. All locations, programs, and services will remain open and operational. This filing will help us to become sustainable. Seeking Chapter 11 protection will allow us to reorganize our finances through a court-approved plan. This action will allow us to keep our doors open and all staff employed. There are no plans for changing to staff, pay, or benefits, facilities, programs, or services. We are not closing anything or laying off staff. Unfortunately, I cannot tell anyone of you in person, but I'm trying to get ahead of the email, so I don't know when she sent this and when this. Literally 10 minutes before the email went out.
Wow.
Dear Together, I know that the word bankruptcy can be scary, but yeah. I assure you this is a good thing. Please... please, please, please let me know if you have any questions or concerns. She's available, blah, blah, blah. So who knows? There you go. That was that one. But you said your job is trying to kill you?
Yeah, it's just going crazy at all points, all times. I mean, it never ends.
This is the job that never ends.
Yeah, hold on. I'm actually emailing somebody right now.
No worries. We finally saw Deadpool and Wolverine versus Wolverine.
Yeah, it was Deadpool and Wolverine. What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun. I will own it when it comes on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever it is. It was a fun, quirky thing that made it very weird with the whole time thing.
Right.
The TVA, which, I don't know, are they going to come out with another Loki? Cause
I don't think so.
Did it end on season 2? No, wait, how many seasons did it have? Loki. Oh, it ended with him taking the bundles.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
That had to be the second season.
Was there only two?
Yeah.
Okay. Kira, stop licking. 2 seasons. Yep, 2 seasons. So, yeah, until they bring him into a movie. I'm kind of pissed off about the whole Kang thing. Because that just recasting. Today, in today's day and age, nobody cares.
Did.
Really? What do you mean?
No. They didn't recast him. They just recast the whole movie.
And made it a new movie. Yeah. I'm like, just recast him. Nobody really gives a shit.
The thing is they've realized, this is in the speculation, they may have fucked up.
What do you mean?
By letting so many of the regulars the founding members go at the same time.
Oh, you're talking about like the Avengers?
Yeah. The likable characters.
Because like nobody.
Chris Evans, Captain America, everybody loved. Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, everybody loved.
And they kind of killed him off in one at the end of one movie.
And then started trying to bring in all these new folks that failed.
Yeah.
And it's been failing. And they're like, oh shit, maybe we should bring them back. And then they're like, and it's an obvious cash grab with RDJ coming back as Doom.
Yeah. Because what is the premise? Is that technically?
Quote unquote, Doom.
Yeah, because it might be a Stark from.
Variant that's took over the mantle of Doom.
Yeah. Because it has to be, because he can't be two different characters.
He could be two different characters. Chris Evans did it.
That was before they bought him out.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty good cameo.
Right. Did you? They did a good job hiding it.
They did. And I was like, yeah, that was pretty obvious. I should have guessed that one.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't going to be the other one.
Apparently that was done over text.
What?
The getting him to come on board.
Nice.
Ryan was like, hey, I know this may be a long shot, but would you be interested in reprising role that you did, that was like more than 20 years ago? And he's like, abso-fucking-lutely.
That was a good one. That was probably the most expensive cameo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he had a.
I don't know. I wonder how much they paid Wesley Snipes to put up with Ryan Reynolds, because they did not get along during Blade Trinity.
I think Wesley Snipes needed the money.
That's true, but.
Because he had been out of the limelight for a very long time, and it was like, well, you get to reprise Blade, so if you want to do it.
Which was another thing that they said when him and Deadpool were talking. He's like, I don't like you. And he's like, you never did. It's like, because he did not get along with him in Trinity, and it's very well documented. So that was a surprise for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Gambit that never was. And
that was good. He did good on that one.
Yeah.
Elektra, she's okay.
Yeah.
Like, she did not up her game for this movie.
She didn't need to. I mean, they're playing into the campiness of what those old ones were. I mean, it was a swan. It was basically a swan song for all of the now-forgotten Fox projects.
Yeah. But it was good. I mean, what was the after movie credit scene? Oh gosh, what was it? I think it was a throwaway. It wasn't anything major.
Oh, it was the proving that he was right on what.
What he said.
Yeah.
What
Johnny Storm said.
Yeah. That makes sense. But no, it was a good, fun, campy movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And there's all this backlash with Blake Lively happening, apparently.
What?
The movie that they just did, it seems like she's making it to be very lighthearted when technically it's about abuse.
Mm.
I don't know anything about the movie.
I didn't get any of that from the trailer.
Blake Lively. Let's see. What is the name of the movie?
Couldn't tell you, but even though it's been in like every single
It Ends
YouTube,
With Us?
Maybe.
Yes. It Ends
that
With Us.
That sounds right.
Something about it, and then she's having her brand, like, whatever. I don't know much about it, but apparently there's controversy and she's getting backlash for how she's handling it.
Hmm.
Blake Lively controversy movie. No. Why is everyone mad at Blake Lively? There you go. On the It Ends With Us press tour, actors, personas, side hustles, and careers are in conflict. Blake Lively, It Ends With Us is the second biggest movie in America. Okay, sure. But it's the conflict surrounding the film, not the film itself, that everyone's talking about. Apparently, Lively and her co-stars are feuding with lead and director Justin Baldoni. Baldoni and Lively reportedly didn't get along, with her alleged fat-shamed. her, okay. And he allegedly fat-shamed her by asking someone how much Lively weighed. A scene involved the two required he pick her up, and he was afraid of hurting his back. And according to whispers, he didn't even much enjoy Lively inviting her husband, Ryan Reynolds, on set to direct some scenes. Why would you, that, okay, that doesn't make sense.
Is she a producer?
Maybe, because otherwise that's very rude.
Mm-hmm.
but while Baldoni is getting plenty of static here, he's gone so far as to hire a veteran crisis PR manager who counts Johnny Depp among her clients. The hullabaloo has many online looking a little more closely at Lively, who is showing her face on the big screen for the first time in 4 years. Many have noted that Lively has taken a peculiar approach in promoting this film. In this attempt to sell the movie, Lively has promoted viewers the giggliest, girliest of times. At the same time, the actor, known for her beautiful hair, launches a hair care line.
Yeah.
The Sisterhood of Traveling Stanley Cups approach is in stark contrast to the movie's plot. Lively's protagonist, a budding florist named Lily Bloom, falls in love with a physically abusive man, Baldoni. Lively seems lack of concern.
A director and an actor?
Apparently. Lively's seemingly lack of concern or emotional intelligence about this sensitive topic has raised questions and backlash about whether she knows what kind of movie she's made. And it's making some questions what we thought we knew about Lively herself. So, there you go. That's the thing.
To be fair, she's an actress, and they can change at the drop of the hat.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of the backlash on that whole situation.
Yeah.
Though I didn't realize she was the stand-in for female pool.
Yeah.
What is her name?
Lady Deadpool.
Lady Deadpool?
Yeah. Yep. Nope, that was her. And Baby Pool and Kid Pool were their two children.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion was the floating head.
Yep.
Then McConaughey was the gunslinger one.
Yep.
And then there were some others, but oh well.
Yeah.
But it was good. We enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first movie we've seen in the theater, of course, because I had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. I don't care.
You're like, I'm over the movie theaters already.
Nope. There's nothing special about it.
No.
I can literally wait. Like, I had to pee so bad. Can't pause it.
Nope.
Don't want to get up and have to move.
Yeah.
So when the credits started, I bolted to the bathroom, then came back for the ending sequence.
That's sad, because they were going through and like
the production stuff. Yeah, I caught some
old movies and stuff.
They didn't show any from Blade.
No.
But we so I'm like, no, I don't. I can make popcorn here. We can.
Yeah.
I'm good not to go to the movie theater.
I'm okay.
Overrated.
Yeah.
We sat up and we went to the one with the 21-year-old and above lounges.
Okay.
So we sat up there. They're not the best. The walls are a little too tall.
Yeah, so you're talking at the
Monaco or whatever it's
open,
called.
I was going to say the open mall, but yeah.
But yeah, no, it was like when you're sitting there, the walls, like you could lean back a little bit and catch the wall and the bottom of the screen just right. Mm-hmm. But if you went back too far, then you'd cut off that.
Wow.
I mean, we were up, so we were a little far away. So it wasn't like you were like, holy shit. It was just like me sitting there watching a TV. Hmm. Except I was just 100 feet away,
yeah.
However far.
And, you know, $40 out lighter in your pocket.
Yeah. So it was like a meh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a while, probably, before I go see another movie.
You went and saw this one in theaters, didn't you?
I did.
You've gone and seen more movie theaters.
I have.
Movies in theaters.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch.
Most of the
Marvel stuff.
What was the other one before Deadpool that y'all went and saw?
The Marvels, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was. That was an odd one to go see in a movie theater. That's why I would have waited. I just didn't want to wait on Deadpool because some of the videos and like the theories of like, is Deadpool now going to be in Secret War or Doom, whatever it's called?
He'll be around. I don't think he'll. I mean, it's putting him in and is like playing with house money, but He can't be
front and center in this.
No, it'll just be where he comes in for like 20 minutes and then leaves again.
Because, yeah, because if he's breaking the fourth wall in somebody else's movie,
yeah,
that's...
It's good for about 20 minutes. And then, like, maybe not the final act, but, like, mm-hmm. right before they go into the final act or something. Something. Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see where else they put him, if they put him somewhere, and to see what Hugh's going to do now. Is he going to be in another movie, or is he done now?
I think he's still done. I mean, I think it would take a lot to bring him back. A lot of money, anyway. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he did get divorced or separated with his wife right now. So
oh, really?
He may need the money, too.
Fair.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Trying to think of what else. House of the Dragons, they just had a new episode out, and we haven't seen it.
That ended.
Did it? Yeah. I thought there was another...
There's only 8 episodes.
No, you're right, because it was the big lead-up to the
this
battle.
Whole season was a lead-up.
Yeah.
And one battle.
That was a little... To me, that was a little shitty. So we're going to start next season with a giant battle.
Maybe.
They better.
Everybody's going and... The literally are moving.
Everybody's walking towards the battle.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Ring of Power is about to start.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else was there?
The Umbrella Academy released their final season.
I was okay with it.
The final season was definitely better than the season before.
Yeah. A lot of people are mad about it, though, because of the, like, so many plot holes. But at the same point, they did a wipe.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They did a wipe. I don't care. Like, they literally brought all the plot holes to one end.
Yeah.
They did a wipe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's all there.
So it's done. Done. It's done. Like, they can never exist.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yep.
So they're done.
Mm-hmm.
If they bring something back, then I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
Because technically, then they can't. Then they're just perpetuating the cycle again.
But here's the thing. Those weren't the only...
Yes, they were.
...kids.
But in this timeline, they were.
Okay.
Because nobody had Marigold.
Right.
See, I but agree with you there.
In the original timeline, yes. they weren't the only ones. Unless the commission went around killing all of them.
Who knows? Because we never really saw... They never...
Which I'm assuming chance. They did.
Maybe. They never had encountered any other super being people.
Yeah.
Until they went back in the past. And then they didn't exist. But it was another 7 that he bought.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree. It's not his family that is always the root problem.
No, it's
it was always the marigold.
With marigolds. That are the problem.
Yes. So they kind of like glossed over that, but in the last season, they were the only ones with Marigold.
Yeah.
Because nobody had had it.
Yeah, because they stole it.
Yeah. Or some, what's her name? Hargrave's wife in disguise
gave them
the Marigold.
Yeah.
To wipe, to make sure that somebody had some in them so they could wipe, do a hard reset.
With the Durango.
Yeah. But I do think that one was a plot hole of how the fuck did she get in
the squid.
Unless it was one of those, what did they call it? Divergence or something? Like where the artifact, like the timelines are crossing over and some artifacts come into that world.
Yeah.
And she might have been an artifact from another timeline that just happened to pop into a squid.
Into a squid.
Yeah. Which doesn't make sense. That means that world didn't have a Durango until that point happened.
Yeah.
But that was, what, when she was 9?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that?
Or she fell overboard and got eaten by a squid. I don't know.
She'd be dead then.
I agree.
But she also is a super mutant.
Yeah, super being.
With the Durango, which we don't even know. Like, I assume she actually doesn't have powers except for a bomb ingredients.
Yeah, when you...
Add water to blow up.
Yeah, when you come in contact with the
marigold.
The marigold, because it's like matter and antimatter type thing.
I didn't really care about Ben being the chosen one, because technically it could have been any one of them.
Yeah.
but for some odd reason, even before he touched her, I think, was he attracted to her?
Yeah, before? I think so. Yes.
So that whole, like, little plot line of they're always attracted to each other.
Yeah.
When technically it could be any of them.
It could have been any of them, but the fact that, you know, they were like, she was in a squid, he has the tentacles, the squid thing, it's like, ow.
Yeah, that one, they still didn't.
Yeah.
They did,
even
yeah.
though he wasn't called the Kraken, he was called the Horror.
Something like
in
that.
In the show, the Kraken was two.
I don't know. So, it was good. It was fine.
Yep. It was a decent-ish way to end it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I wish they could have gone a little bit further and explored, like, the subway system a little bit more, but...
Yeah, but then that would have felt like filler.
Yeah.
That sucks to be five.
That was the other thing of five. Like, who put the book there? It's his handwriting, so apparently he did, but which one of him did, and why couldn't they go ahead and do the thing?
Yeah.
If they had all the information.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. Prime 5, but is he Prime 5? I mean, he couldn't be.
Yeah. And I guess the other fives that kind of run the restaurant kind of gave up and said, nah, fuck it, we'll make a restaurant here.
We're here. We're good. Yeah. Where they only serve the pastrami sandwiches or whatever.
And coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was an interesting take. They almost didn't. I think the studio got on top of it before people realized, because there was almost a controversy with the actor who played Five. He had tweeted that he stood with Israel. I think was what one of the tweets was. But it never made any headlines or anything like that, because I think they told him to take it down very quickly. Because you can't not have that character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
he's like the thing.
Yeah.
So apparently in the comic, because I was doing some reading today, him and Luther were twins.
What?
Yeah, they were born from the same mom.
Interesting. I wonder what made them have different powers then, or why there was twins. I don't know. I assume the comics are done, too.
Oh, yeah, because the commission threatened to kill his mom, which would then kill both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did what the commission said because he didn't want Luther to get killed.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to read those comics. But I hate comics.
Yeah. I think these are thicker.
What are those called? Oh gosh, there's a word.
Right?
Is it a U? No? Oh gosh. What is it called? Those are called something else. Graphic novels?
I was talking about an omnibus.
Oh, a what?
Omnibus? Where it puts a whole bunch of them together, but yeah, it does also a graphic novel.
Wonder what trees they're cutting down.
I don't know, but apparently Tyreek Hill wants to race Noah Lyles, and that's going to be funny if that actually happens.
Did you enjoy the Olympics?
I did.
Did you enjoy the pole vaulter guy?
He broke the world record.
The one that hit his junk?
Oh, the French guy? No, that one, everybody's like, oh, he didn't clear the height because of his junk. I'm like, no, he hit it on the way up. It's like he was already not clearing it. So,
omnibus collections are big, oversized hardcover collections that collect a lot of comic material.
Yeah,
these tend to collect entire series or runs of the comic characters featured anywhere between 30 to 50 issues in a single volume.
Yeah.
See, I can get into those or graphic novels, because I'm not spending like $4 on 10 pages.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't do it.
No, they're like, I have a couple Star Wars omnibuses that are like the Bible thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could get into those, because at least it takes you a little bit while to get through them rather than going, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
So. But cool. You got anything else?
Not today. Look like, well, I'm looking forward to the show, but other than that,
I'm looking forward to getting done with the show.
I won't be here next week.
What's next week?
Dragon Con.
You're finally going?
I'm finally going.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rooming with Tate?
Yeah. I wasn't originally.
Really?
Yeah. But I guess the person that he was going with backed out, so he didn't have a room. And I'm like...
He didn't have a room, or he didn't have a roommate to split the bill with?
I don't think he had a room.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, come on, buddy. And then...
Did you get your own room?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Which hotel?
Weston.
Okay. Not the best, but it works.
It is what it is. It was like one of the only ones. I tried the Indigo when the first one when it came out and couldn't get through. So then when the Weston opened, I got a room there and then I was like, all right.
Okay.
So Tony, I think, is at the Indigo. I'm at the Weston. I don't know.
Who else is going?
We're Greg and Mallory, Josh, and I think maybe Josh and Danielle are both going.
Mm.
And then I think Jeb, Leslie's friend will be there, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know.
We'll see.
Eventually I may go, but it's just not the same.
It's not.
That's why I'm like, I don't really know what I'd do.
I don't know what I'm going to do. There's like a bunch of stuff in there. Oh, the author who writes Dungeon Crawler Cholera will be there.
Nice.
So I'm going to go to one of his panels.
Yeah, if they're selling the book, get it for me.
The actual book?
If he or whenever he's going to come out with the next one.
It's going to be in 2025.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Motherfucker. I already looked.
Oh, okay. Son of a bitch.
I may, because Tate's also going to ride with me, I may start the first book.
Over again?
Over again. And
get him addicted?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Like, buddy, if you want to listen to this, let's do this. So.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be a good tripper.
Yeah.
So he is riding with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's actually on the way to from my house to Atlanta. It's not. It's like
nice
2 miles out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be something. I was looking forward to rooming myself.
Two beds with a room to yourself?
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, well.
It'd have been fine. So.
Yeah. Now you get, he'll throw you some cash, I guess, for.
Yeah. I probably won't ask for half. I'll just be like, hey, whatever. It's fine. So. Because, like I said, I was completely planning on rooming it by myself. I didn't care. So.
Yeah.
If he wants to pay me, he can. If not, oh, well.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah. See what you do. Like, when we went. Normally, I just walked around all day.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I don't know. Like I said, Nathan Fillion's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Tudyk's going to be there. So I'm going
to. You're going
to
try?
Try to go to that one.
Good luck.
And then after that one is. I think the guy who does the audiobooks is also going to be there.
Oh, what? Yeah. Cool.
The guy who does the audio.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Think so, and that's like right after.
Nice.
So, Jeff Hayes, is that the guy that does?
I think
that?
So.
Yeah. So they're both there.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.